of a talented rat. Chapter 1. The Untalented Rat. Roger the Rat lives with his parents in a cozy nest behind the water heater. The heater warmed the farmhouse of a human family named the Johnsons. Roger knew that there were three Johnsons, Mr. Johnson, Mrs. Johnson, and Eric Johnson. The rats didn't worry much about the Johnsons. The big folk lived on the other side of rat walls. The Johnsons hardly ever saw the rats. This was for two reasons. First, rats are quick at hiding. Second, the rats lived in places where humans don't go. Some lived under the floors. Some lived between the walls. Some lived in the attic. Roger could travel all the way to his school in the barn without ever seeing a human. He did this by using the gopher tunnels outside. Most rats cannot remember the path through the gopher tunnel. Roger could. He was good at remembering. Gophers and rats were just some of the animals that lived on the farm. There were also mice, chipmunks, and squirrels. There was a white snake named Cecil. Cecil was Eric Johnson's pet. And then there was the cat. Marmalade was a furry orange beast with razor claws and glowing eyes. She hunted rodents. One mouse said that the cat laughed when she ate an animal. All the rodents feared Marmalade. Even though the rats had to watch for Marmalade, Roger liked his home. He was the smallest in his family. He also had a big voice. Everyone said that her talent had been clear from a young age. Now, Roger wondered what that meant. He knew clear meant see-through. He tried looking at Amy in the sun. No luck. He still didn't see his talent. He hoped his talent was green. At school, teachers talked to the rats about finding their place in the world. His friends shared how they would use their talents when they grew up. For example, Serena had the talent of dancing, so she was going to be a ballerina. Martin said he was going to study plants. Roger didn't have a talent. As far as he could tell, he decided starting looking for one. He was very good at finding things, so Roger hunted. He found lost coins, he found rubber bands, but he didn't find a talent. Maybe I could find my talent if I knew its shape, Roger thought. Is my talent brown? He asked his mom. She smiled at him. A talent is something you're good at doing, Roger, she explained. For example, my talent is nursing. Do you think nursing is my talent too? Roger asked. She told him that he could visit the hospital and find out. Roger woke up early on the day of the hospital visit, his tummy full of wiggly worms. Maybe that is how it felt when your talent was growing. At the hospital, he watched his mom write down numbers on charts. He remembered each number. Maybe he would be good at nursing. Then he watched her pull out a needle for a shot. His tummy felt dizzy, felt very, very wiggly, and he felt dizzy. When a drop of blood came out of the mouse's paw, Roger sank to the floor. Nursing was not his talent. So Roger tried doing a lot of other things. He spent a week with Granddad Tim. Granddad built tables and chairs for rats. But after Roger chatted all morning and hammered his finger, Granddad sent him home. His brother Matt was a talented chef at the Rat's restaurant in the greenhouse. Maybe Roger should be a chef too. So Roger joined in. Matt for a day. The morning passed happily. Roger liked working in the kitchen. He studied the cookbook. He understood everything about stew well, except for one thing. Except for the last bit. The book said to add a dash of pepper. Roger blinked. He knew that dash meant hurry or run. Some rats ran races called the 100-yard dash. Maybe a dash of pepper meant that he had to toss pepper in the stew while running past the hot pot. That sounded fun. Matt had never said that he had to run around the kitchen while cooking. He looked for his brother. Matt was busy on the phone. So Roger picked up the open jar of pepper and backed up to the door. That gave him lots of room to run. As he dashed past the stove, he tossed a whole jar of pepper into the pot. All went well until some squirrels ate the stew. They started coughing. "Too much pepper," cried one squirrel between spasms. "Roger, what did he do?" cried his brother. Roger explained. Matt sighed. "When you are cooking, a dash of something means just a little bit," he said. Roger's dad comforted him that night. "Cooking is not your talent, son," he said, "but you'll figure it out. Some rats need more time than others." Roger thought his dad was right. He went out and bought 5 watches. Surely, with 5 watches, he would have enough time to find his son. Yet the days ticked past, and Roger was no closer to finding his talent. His birthday came. Roger still did not have a talent. School ended. Roger's teacher said things like, "Roger is a helpful right teacher. It's really hard." But none of them said that he was talented. Roger felt sad. Finally, Granddad Tim suggested that Roger work in the barbershop for the summer. "He can learn to trim whiskers and brush fur," said Granddad. "No talent needed." So it was agreed that Roger would start his first job on Monday.